Women's Cancer Pavilion specializes in the treatment of breast and gynecologic cancers, working together with Mary Bird Perkins and Our Lady of the Lake Health and the region's leading providers to deliver the best possible outcome is at the heart of everything we do. From innovative surgical techniques to the most advanced treatment options, we don't stop until we've examined every possibility and answered every question. Because walking with women through every step of their cancer journey is what we do all day, every day at Women's Cancer Pavilion. Women's Cancer Pavilion specializes in the treatment of breast and gynecologic cancers, working together with Mary Bird Perkins and Our Lady of the Lake Health and the region's leading providers to deliver the best possible outcome is at the heart of everything we do. From innovative surgical techniques to the most advanced treatment options, we don't stop until we've examined every possibility and answered every question. Because walking with women through every step of their cancer journey is what we do all day, every day at Women's Cancer Pavilion.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program I have him back on is Josh Miller. Josh is the host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals Show. The podcast is dedicated to covering content related to the National Football League Cincinnati Bengals. On the program, we discuss the Bengals' win over the Atlanta Falcons, Bengals' offense and defense. We also discuss Joe Burrow, the Bengals' next game on Monday night, which is the big Halloween night game, against the Cleveland Browns in the Battle of Ohio, and much more. Josh is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Women's Cancer Pavilion specializes in the treatment of breast and gynecologic cancers, working together with Mary Bird Perkins and Our Lady of the Lake Health and the region's leading providers to deliver the best possible outcome is at the heart of everything we do. From innovative surgical techniques to the most advanced treatment options, we don't stop until we've examined every possibility and answered every question. Because walking with women through every step of their cancer journey is what we do all day, every day at Women's Cancer Pavilion.
Everyone deserves to feel connected. That's why Cox has high-speed internet to fit any budget. For real. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC. Other restrictions apply. Everyone deserves to be connected. That's why Cox offers a range of high-speed internet plans that fit any budget. Stream, chat, and stay connected at an incredible price. It's fast, reliable internet for everyone. You're probably thinking, wait, what? But yeah, it's true. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC. Other restrictions apply.
Women's Cancer Pavilion specializes in the treatment of breast and gynecologic cancers, working together with Mary Bird Perkins and Our Lady of the Lake Health and the region's leading providers to deliver the best possible outcome is at the heart of everything we do. From innovative surgical techniques to the most advanced treatment options, we don't stop until we've examined every possibility and answered every question. Because walking with women through every step of their cancer journey is what we do all day, every day at Women's Cancer Pavilion.
Usually you can pick a lot, a little, or somewhere in the middle. That's why Cox now offers flexible internet plans, giving you all the services you desire and nothing you don't require. Additional services can be added at then current regular rates.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. BetMGM features a wide variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Sign up today and find out why nothing beats a win at the King of Sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app or go to BetMGM.com and enter code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Women's Cancer Pavilion specializes in the treatment of breast and gynecologic cancers, working together with Mary Bird Perkins and Our Lady of the Lake Health and the region's leading providers to deliver the best possible outcome is at the heart of everything we do. From innovative surgical techniques to the most advanced treatment options, we don't stop until we've examined every possibility and answered every question. Because walking with women through every step of their cancer journey is what we do all day, every day at Women's Cancer Pavilion.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Now Burrow, off the play fake. He's going to let one fly. Oh, he's got him wide open. And strolling in for the touchdown is Tyler Boyd. Burrow on a first and 10, going to loft it down the sideline. Chase has it, and he's in. Touchdown, Cincinnati. Working the sideline, but then Chase comes back inside, and he's gone. Jamar Chase. Mixon gets another opportunity. Sideline, but then Chase comes back inside, and he's gone! Jamar Chase, second touchdown, this one from 41 yards out. No, instead, how about a sneak from Joe Burrow?
No signal yet.
Looked like he was in. Wait for it.
It certainly
yes,
did. Here
touchdown.
All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. That audio was courtesy of the NFL on Fox, and that was Brandon Gordon on the call of the game in week 7 between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Atlanta Falcons from October the 23rd of 2022. The final score was the Bengals 35, the Falcons 17. To talk more about this game and also look ahead to Cincinnati's big Halloween Monday night game against the in-state rival Cleveland Browns, we want to welcome him back to the program. The brother's always been solid, giving us his information and his opinions and his love for his Cincinnati Bengals. Let's welcome him back to the program. He is the host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show, Josh Miller. Hey, Josh, welcome back, my man.
Ed, it's been too long, man. How you doing? Good to hear from you.
Same here, my man, and it's good to hear from you as well. Give me your takeaways from the Cincinnati Bengals victory over the Atlanta Falcons.
First of all, it just starts off with, okay, this was the team that we were expecting through the offseason. Obviously, starting off with a really rough start, going 0-2, especially against, your division rivals, the Pittsburgh Steelers, doesn't exactly put a great taste in your mouth. But over the past 2 weeks, you really start to see this offense get put together. And then on top of that, this defense has started to, they started to become, at this point, historic. They're, I believe, the only team in history to not let a second half touchdown happen within 7 games, or it's either them and a couple other teams. But this team is really starting to gel together. You're really starting to see them take that next stride. Now, against a team like the Atlanta Falcons, who going into the year wasn't exactly picked to do much of anything. Actually, they were picked to be in the running for the first-round draft pick. But, Atlanta started to really put together a lot of big wins together, especially last week when they beat the Niners, and they beat them pretty handily. We thought, okay, this is going to be a really tough game for the Bengals. It's going to be a lot tougher than what we think it's going to be. But instead, the Bengals come out, they handle business. Joe Burrow just looked great. The offense looks like it's finally gelling, and it's something that, we've all been waiting for. It's like, okay, now here we are. So now it's time to start putting it together, and our biggest thing now, we got to be consistent throughout all the season. So you can't have a letdown coming up here. You're still only 4-3. You got plenty of season to go, and it's going to be a tight race between Cincinnati and Baltimore for the AFC North title.
You're right about that, Josh, and they definitely got to get hot at the right time. And if it's any time to get hot, it would be right around the point, right around between Halloween and mid-November is normally when teams finally start getting their groove and start, as you said, starting to get consistent. Before we talk about Joe Burrow, I want us to talk about other important factors on the offensive side for Cincinnati's win over the Atlanta Falcons. I want to start off with Joe Mixon, 17 carries for 58 yards and a rushing touchdown, and he had three catches for 33 yards. Just give me your thoughts on Joe and his performance in the game against the Falcons.
So it's been really good to see Joe Mixon start to become that part of the offense that we've been desperately needing. You know, he also has had a rough start. He's had a hard time getting going. He's not been able to break tackles as well as he has done over his entire career. But now to see him, I believe what the Bengals have done is they've lessened his load. And they've said, okay, all right, we're going to give you less touches on the ground, but you're still going to be a big part of the offense. They're throwing at him through the air. And so that way, when he does get the ball, you know, he's fresh, his legs are ready to go, and he's been able to, you know, move around the field. He's been able to really start to move forward, and he starts to run downhill. That was another big thing that Joe Mixon hasn't been doing so well, is just running downhill. So he's been doing a lot of that more. And he's hopefully that this is a catalyst that we continue to see him. He still has yet to have a game where he's gotten over 100 yards in rushing. We would love to see that change, but I believe that that's coming up because I believe his confidence is starting to build up.
All right, speaking of confidence, the wide receivers for Cincinnati, their confidence was on a major high in this game against the Falcons. Tyler Boyd, 8 catches for 155 yards and a touchdown. Give me your thoughts on Tyler and his performance in the game against the Falcons.
Well, Tyler Boyd going into the season, we all kind of knew was not the odd man out, but he was definitely the third wide receiver out of T. Higgins and Jamar Chase. But to see him finally get the ball, and the Bengals are making it a point to get the ball to Tyler Boyd and let him make plays out in space to be able to watch him actually have these, you know, touchdown passes, especially that first one where they scored within the first 2 minutes where Tyler Boyd just got wide open. It's been great to see. He's probably a guy that's not going to receive a third contract. So his contract, I believe, is up either at the end of this year or next year. He's probably not going to get re-signed to the Bengals. So we want to get the most out of what we can from him. And he's been great. And not only that, I feel like as though when he starts doing well, the rest of the team starts doing well. And he's a big confidence builder for the rest of that wide receiver room. I mean, he is the veteran in that wide receiver room. And, you know, while he may not be the best out of it, he's definitely been there the longest. And his impact on not only himself and the team, but the other wide receivers as well, has been felt all throughout, last year and now at this point this year. So his inclusion in the offense has been a major benefit, because now defenses are going to have to start to key in on Tyler Boyd. This is going to keep opening up T. Higgins and Jamar Chase downfield. So he's been a major, major benefit to this offense.
I want to stay with Tyler Boyd for a moment. You mentioned that this is the final year of Tyler's contract, and most likely he's not going to be re-signed. Do you think this has a lot to do with Burrow and Chase already in their rookie contracts, and they're expected to get massive extensions whenever that time comes about for renegotiation?
Absolutely. I mean, in the management of the Bengals, the owner of the Bengals, at the beginning of the year, before we even played a snap, made a mention that they know what's coming down the pike. They know that they're going to have to pay some pretty big paychecks coming down, and they definitely want to build around Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and Joe Burrow. They wouldn't be able to pay them. You see that all throughout the Bengals organization. That's why they're doing things more for them. So that's why they sold the naming rights to Paul Brown Stadium, and now it's Paycor Stadium, so that way they can get that influx of revenue. They built that extra practice facility out there, so now you're wanting more. Now you're going to have a training facility, as the Bengals were one of the only teams without an indoor practice facility or training facility. Now that they have that, so the organization is going to try to build around them. Now, Tyler Boyd has done so much for this organization, and he's been here through a lot of hard times, and he's been here through the upswing as well. So, you know, it's going to be sad to watch him walk, but we're going to have to start remembering, okay, Joe needs to get paid, and then Jamar needs to get paid, and then T. Higgins needs to get paid. Then you got to look at the other side of the ball, okay? You know, do you want to re-sign Trey Hendrickson for another contract? Do you want to re-sign Logan Wilson for another contract? So they are most certainly looking at that. And, you know, unless Tyler Boyd takes a pretty big pay cut, he's probably not going to be a Bengal next year.
All right. And speaking of T. Higgins in this game against Atlanta, he had 5 catches for 93 yards. Just give me your thoughts on T. and his play in this game.
He just couldn't get that 7 more to get the 100, so all 3 of them could have 100 yards. But, again, he's just such a reliable wide receiver. You're able to throw it to him pretty much anywhere around his body, and he's able to go up and make a catch. He has got these just vice grip hands that as soon as the ball touches them, it's getting hauled in. And, you know, to be able to throw it to him when he's man covered or he's double covered and still expect him to go up and make a play on the ball is something truly extraordinary. And then he also just brings a different type of wide receiver. So like Tyler Boyd and Jamar Chase are more on the shorter side. Tyler Boyd's more of a, you know, he's the slot receiver. Jamar Chase is the deep threat. T. Higgins is that tall, lanky, strong wide receiver. You can kind of throw it up to him pretty much anywhere on the field, a lot of times in third down situations, short yardage situations, and especially in the red zone. So T. Higgins has been a massive impact on that. Now, I would like to see him drop less balls, but he's starting to come around. He's starting to drop less balls, and he's starting to get more yardage. And, you know, his yards after catch have been going up and up over this entire course of the year. So if we can keep him to keep doing that, then this Bengals offense, the sky's the limit.
All right, and let's continue with the offense. The tight end position, Hayden Hurst, 6 catches for 48 yards. Just give me your thoughts on Hayden and his play against the Falcons.
Well, there was a big question mark going into the season with what they were going to do with tight end. Obviously, losing C.J. Uzomah was a pretty big blow to not only the on-field play but the locker room as well. And the big question was, can Hayden Hurst come through and be able to fill in that role that C.J. Uzomah originally had? Hayden Hurst has not only done that, but he's done more than that. As you can see through the stats, Hayden Hurst is dominating C.J. Uzomah in terms of stats. And then on top of that, they keep saying that he is an incredible locker room guy. So he's been that for us, and he's been pretty much the final piece in what we really needed out of this skill group position. And so with him being on the field and him being on the Bengals has been a big help to the offense. And, you know, I keep saying that it's, you know, these guys are big benefits to the offense, but it really is. It really is. This is a team style offense. You know, you see Jamar Chase with the big plays, you see T. Higgins with the big plays, but really that doesn't happen unless Tyler Boyd and Hayden Hurst are getting open. They're making hard catches and they're converting on third downs.
All right, and I want to talk now about, of course, the guy that's we mentioned his name earlier, and someone that is expected to get a big extension whenever his rookie contract ends, and that's Jamar Chase. And Jamar had a big performance, 8 catches, 130 yards to go along with 2 touchdowns. Thoughts on Jamar and his play in this game?
I mean, what more can you say about Jamar Chase that honestly hasn't already been said? I mean, he is just, at this point, an elite talent in the NFL. I mean, he's only in his second year, but he's probably up there with probably the best wide receivers in the game as of right now. You can always throw it to him and expect him to just make a spectacular play. They're still, while he's still the deep threat, I also love that they're also giving him these midfield passes as well, and they're throwing it to him 10 yards, 15 yards down the field and letting him basically make a play. You saw in one of his touchdowns against Atlanta where they threw it to him on the sideline. It was about a 15, 20-yard pass. And Jamar Chase ended up turning it into a 45, 50-yard touchdown. So, he's just such an amazing talent that have him on the field as your offense. I mean, as a defense, you just got to look – or if you're the opposing defense, you just got to look at this offense like, okay, how do we stop this? Because if they get us in the run game, then they're going to then we're going to sync up, and then they're going to throw it over the top. Or if they throw it over the top, they're going to start to inch back, and then you start hitting them with these midfield passes, and then you start hitting them with these long gashing runs with Joe Mixon. And, you know, Ja'Marr Chase just opens the playbook up so much. And it's been pretty amazing to watch.
All right, and I want to stay just with Ja'Marr for a moment. We've seen during the offseason, well, this past offseason, I should say, that Davante Adams and Tyreek Hill were paid market value at the wide receiver position. Ja'Marr Chase, do you expect the Cincinnati Bengals to pay Ja'Marr Chase the equal value that those two guys got paid at that position, or do you expect to see that number and pay him double what Adams and Hill were paid?
I believe it's going to come down to probably a little bit over market value. I think the Bengals truly value Ja'Marr Chase as if they did when A.J. Green was here. And, you know, even during A.J. Green's down times and his down years, they still paid him a pretty handsome penny. They're probably going to do the same exact thing with Ja'Marr Chase. They're really going to value this continuity with the Bengals offense. And I think that's a big thing that this organization really values, is just continuity, stability, and being able to build around this young talent here. And now it's pretty amazing. A lot of these guys are still in their rookie deals. Like you mentioned, Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and T. Higgins, they're all still in their rookie deals. It's going to be a pretty big paycheck coming down the way. We're going to have to say goodbye to some players that we truly love, but I think the Bengals are really keen in on, okay, we want to lock this guy up for a very long time, and we want him in this organization for a very long time.
All right. I want to move along now to the defensive side of the ball. Sam Hubbard, Trey Hendrickson, and Joseph Osai all had sacks for the Bengals. Give me your thoughts on their play in this game.
Oh, this defense has just been absolutely outstanding this year, especially in the second half. Like I said before, they're one of the only teams to ever not allow a second-half touchdown through seven games. And, you know, that's a credit to them. That's a credit to the front seven just being so, so good. It's also a credit to Lou Anarumo, the defensive coordinator, for drafting up such great game plans and being able to make such great second-half adjustments to really put this team in a position to win. And on top of that, Sam Hubbard is just such a – while his stats don't really speak that loudly, what he does in the run game and what he does in the passing game is truly something special. He allows other guys to go in and make the play. He sets the edge on the run almost clinically. When I was in high school, I was a defensive end, and one thing they always said is you have to set the edge on the run. And honestly, if you sat down high school players and just said, you want to know exactly what we're talking about, this is exactly how you do it, they would put on highlights of Sam Hubbard setting the edge because he's so, so good at it. And then let's go to Trey Hendrickson. Trey Hendrickson, he is just an absolute monster. I can't imagine lining up against him, as a tackle and being able to completely stop him or completely shut him down. It feels like he's getting held on every single play. I feel like every time he makes a rush at the quarterback, there should be a flag coming down for holding. But he's still able to get through, and he's still able to, you know, he's so violent off the edge, and he's so quick with his swim moves and his ability to get to the quarterback. So he's been a huge, huge benefit to this defense. And like I said, if the front seven doesn't work, if the front seven doesn't do their job, the linebackers don't do their job, and then the secondary doesn't do their job. I mean, it's a big domino effect with this defense, and that's why I like how they play. It's so team-oriented. So since their ability to be able to, you know, stop the run, get to the passer, and, you know, all of that has really attributed to this defense's success.
All right, I want to now go to Akeem Davis. He led the team in tackles with 6. Give me your thoughts on Akeem and his play in this game.
Akeem Davis Gaither is one guy that I point to and say, when people ask, how has the Bengals organization changed? And I look at Akeem Davis Gaither. Akeem Davis Gaither was a late round draft pick. He was a guy that, you know, he had some looks. Some people said he was drafted too low. Some people said he was drafted too high. But he comes out and he's still making a large amount of plays. He's able to get into the backfield. He's able to play his position. And one thing that is a big thing for him is that he was replacing Logan Wilson, who I believe is a Pro Bowl linebacker if he stayed, you know, if he stays healthy. And those are some pretty big shoes to fill. But him and Jermaine Pratt were able to do that flawlessly, and they were able to keep that defense pretty much at bay. And I was, you know, when he was out there, I kind of totally forgot that Logan Wilson wasn't even there because Akeem Davis-Gaither was making so many plays. And it was really good to see him play as well as he did, especially being, you know, such a late draft pick. And then also on top of that, he was coming off of an injury from last year. But it's been really good to see him step up. And now we know we can count on our bench to go out there and make some plays when our starters are out.
All right, and of course we have to talk about Joe Burrow. In this game, he completed 34 out of 42 passes for 481 yards and 3 touchdown passes, and to go along with the rushing touchdown. Your thoughts on Joe and his play in this game?
I mean, the franchise is back. You know, he started off the year so slow. He started off the year with 4 interceptions against Pittsburgh. Many forget that Joe Burrow was also coming off of an appendectomy surgery that happened over the summer, very close to the start of the year. So he was definitely going to be slow to the start, but now he's really picked back up. And I think that, again, this all goes back to the success of the wide receivers and the success of the offensive line is all hinged on each other. And the success of Joe Burrow has been hinged on that. So he's able to be comfortable throwing to pretty much every single target. And as you saw him in the Atlanta game, he was really comfortable in the pocket. You know, the Bengals went 5 wide quite a bit, and they went in the shotgun pretty much the entire game until the very end. And I believe that was to Joe Burrow's benefit. And I think that he's been able to sit in the pocket more comfortably. I think he looks more comfortable out there. He looks more seamless. He's able to just go out there and make plays and, you know, be the franchise guy that we all know that he is.
I want to stay just with Joe for a moment. The offensive line has taken a lot of heat so far this year. During the offseason, the Bengals spent a lot of money to protect Joe Burrow. Alex Kappa, Lyle Collins, Ted Karras, those are some of the offensive linemen that were paid handsomely to come to Cincinnati to protect Burrow. So far, Joe has spent a lot of time on the ground so far. Just give me your thoughts on the offensive line and how they performed this year in terms of protecting Joe.
So I think we honestly saw how hard it is to put together an offensive line with 3 brand new guys in there and to be able to put them right into an offense. Yeah, you are absolutely right. Joe Burrow has been sacked just way too many times for the amount of money that's been spent in the offseason for the offensive line. But Ted Karras and Alex Kappa, especially on that inside part of the line, you saw it on Sunday, is that they were able to give Joe that time. And I think this allowed Zach Taylor to really simplify the playbook. It's like, okay, now I can put it in Joe Burrow's hands, be comfortable with it, and let him just go to work. Because that offensive line is now starting to gel together. You're seeing the chemistry come around, you know. And if you listen to Alex Kappa during his interviews with the media, he's pretty open that the offensive line was struggling at the first part of this year. But to be able to see them start to do much better now, it seems like they're not giving up on it, and it just seems like they're getting better and better each time around. They did allow 3 sacks against Joe Burrow, they allowed 3 sacks on Joe Burrow against the Atlanta Falcons. But I believe they're still getting better. They're still gelling. They still have a while to go. And I think Frank Pollock, the offensive line coach, is starting to do a better job of understanding what exactly is in front of him and exactly what that front 5 is bringing. So I believe that it's going to continue to get better. Now, I really don't think we're going to see the same sack totals that we did last year with the Bengals, where they were they allowed the second most sacks among any team, somehow still made the Super Bowl. I don't know how that happened, but they were still able to do that. And I think they're going to be a lot better this year. And if they're able to do that, this just opens the playbook that much more wide open.
All right, and then that takes care of the Cincinnati Bengals, as they had a big win in Week 7 over the Atlanta Falcons. Final score was 35-17. Taylor, again, it's another year for him. He's still relatively new, but still You know, he's got a great team. He had a great team last year, and this is the makings of another great team this year for the Bengals. Just give me your thoughts on Zach and how he's performed so far this year.
Well, a lot of questions that came out of the first five games, I would say, is Zach Taylor going to be able to stay as the play caller? Many Cincinnati Bengals fans, especially me and myself, love Zach Taylor as a head coach because he's brought a good culture to the team. I believe he makes great second half adjustments, and I think overall his game plan as well. But his ability to play call in the moment and during the game has definitely been subject to criticism and well-deserved. These past two games, it looks like that he's just settled down. It looks like he's like, okay, I'm going to just give the ball to my best player, which is Joe Burrow, and let him go to work. And when he does that and he gets the ball in Joe Burrow's hand instead of taking it away from him, you see a lot more success from this offense. And so I think Zach Taylor's starting to still come around. He still has some questions for me as a play caller. I do think that he can be better in multiple areas, but I think overall he's been great for the franchise. He's obviously brought him to a Super Bowl. He was able to straight up out coach a lot of coaches last year in games, especially in the playoffs. I believe he completely outcoached Mike Vrabel of the Tennessee Titans, and I think he outcoached Andy Reid of the Kansas City Chiefs, who is a Super Bowl winner and constantly has a Super Bowl contender of a team. So he's still getting better. I think he still has a long way to go. His play calling is still in question. I would like to maybe see he let off the reins of that a little bit. But as of right now, I mean, I can't really speak ill of him because he just put together a great game plan for both the Saints game and the Atlanta Falcons game and allowed their offense to really, really explode.
All right, and that sets the stage for the Battle of Ohio on Monday night between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Cleveland Browns. The game is going to be played in Cleveland Halloween night, man. Very spooky and in the AFC North, never a dull moment. And we saw Cleveland implode in their last game. So definitely this is going to be an emotional game in the battle of the Buckeye State in Ohio. I want to start off with Cleveland's offense. What do you think Cleveland's offense needs to do and the keys to victory to get points against the Browns' defense, with, of course, led by Myles Garrett? What do you think Joe Burrow and that offense needs to do to get points against that Cleveland defense?
First thing that they need to do is they need to eliminate the number one threat, which is obviously going to be Myles Garrett coming off the edge. They're going to have to be able to block him and at least contain him. He's most certainly going to get a sack during the game. That's going to happen. I mean, he's just that good of a player. He's elite. But if you're able to do that and shut him down, then at this point it's your skill players against their skill players versus offense and defense. And I believe that the Bengals skill players are probably the best in the league. So I think if you're able to eliminate their best guy, which is Myles Garrett, the Bengals are going to be able to pretty much light up the scoreboard and do what they want. I believe the Browns are having – I mean, they're struggling, I believe, on the field, but they're also struggling mentally too. This was supposed to be a much better Browns team that we saw, and they're starting out 2-5. And like you said, they imploded against the Ravens, which was, you know, I didn't expect them to completely implode. I expected them to lose. But this is a chance for the Bengals to completely deliver the knockout punch to the Browns season. I don't think the Browns are going to be able to come back from 2-6 and 0-3 in the one and two in the division. I just don't think they're going to be able to come back from that, and I think the Bengals are going to be able to deliver that knockout punch. Now, that being said, on the other side of the ball, this is Cleveland's last chance for this season. You know, they get a win against Cincinnati, then they're right back in it, and just like that, they're 3-5, and then they're starting to feel a lot better about themselves. So the Bengals have a giant chance here. But I believe – so long answer to your question, I believe that's what the Bengals have to do on offense.
All right, let's move over to the other side of the ball. Cleveland's off built around the running game with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. By far one of the best running games in the National Football League. And, of course, Cleveland's got the wide receiver position down, like locked down, led by wide receiver Amari Cooper. So what do you think Cincinnati's defense needs to do to take down Cleveland's running game?
I believe what they got to do is they got to be able to stack the box and be able to line up one-on-one and shut down the run. If you saw against the Saints, the Bengals' defense has not been doing very well against really, really good running teams. And the Saints are not a really good running team, but they ended up running for 250 yards on the Bengals' defense, which is, you know, completely unacceptable in the National Football League. Somehow we still pulled out the win. But you got to be able to shut that run down. One way you can do it is by locking up the box and putting a lot of big bodies inside. One of the key players the Bengals are going to be missing for this game is DJ Reader. DJ Reader has been so amazing against the run, and he's been a big help to the defense. But him being out so much, you can definitely feel his absence on the defensive line. So what the Bengals have to do, they got to force that run outside. They got to force them to Trey Hendrickson. They got to force them to Sam Hubbard, and then, you know, let our corners and our linebackers come up and make a play. The Bengals are able to do that on defense. I'm fine with letting the Browns throw the ball with Jacoby Brissett to their, you know, to their wide receivers, because I do believe that the Bengals secondary is going to be able to be up for the challenge. They're going to be able to shut down the Browns offensively, especially through the air. But the big thing is shutting them down on the run. Can they shut them down? Can they take a running team and basically take away their best part of their game, which is the run, obviously, and it's Nick Chubb and it's Kareem Hunt. If the Bengals are able to do that, I believe the Bengals are walking out Monday night with a massive W on Halloween night.
It's going to be a great game. It's going to be a very spooky on Halloween night, Monday Night Football in the Battle of Ohio, with the Cincinnati Bengals going up against the Cleveland Browns. And you heard it from him. He's Josh Miller, the host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show. Again, Josh, as always, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So tell everybody what's going on over at the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show.
Thank you so much, Ed. I'm so happy to always be on your show. I really appreciate the invite. So the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show is right now going through a little bit of a change. We have not been able to put out as many podcasts as we would like to this year. There's been a lot going on in my professional and personal life that's kind of taken me away. However, we are still going strong. You can find me on Twitter at the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show. And then you can also find my podcast pretty much wherever you listen to podcasts. It's still the same, the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show. And yes, Ed, thank you so much for having me on. I can't wait to talk to you again.
Yo, you're welcome. Anytime. And tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show, and any websites. Let the listeners know that as well.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. So right now we are only on Twitter. You can find this at the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show. That's completely on Twitter. And then, like I said, you can find pretty much me anywhere on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and I believe Podbean, Google Podcasts, and pretty much all of those. I've lost track. There's so many podcast apps now. But you can find me pretty much anywhere there. Go back and listen through. Like I said, we haven't had many be out recently just because of some changes going on with the Back Row show. But we hope to come back in full force very, very soon.
You know, football and food go hand in hand. I've got to ask you, what do you enjoy eating at a Cincinnati Bengals game? What are some of the foods that you enjoy eating at a Bengals game?
Oh, I mean, obviously, I got to start off with a Skyline Chili. That's always the best. And, you know, you can't go wrong with a couple cheese conies and a three-way and a nice, tall, cold Bud Light. I mean, you're sitting pretty good, and you're going to have yourself a great time. But one thing that Cincinnati has absolutely slept on is the Buffalo Wings. I believe Cincinnati has some of the best wings in all of the country. It does not get enough. It does not get enough love. So I would say you can never go wrong with wings, and you can definitely never go wrong with Skyline Chili.
You mentioned about the Skyline Chili, a three-way, and a cheese coney, and a buffalo wings. Can you explain to the listeners out there how do they do it in Cincinnati in terms of the Skyline Chili, the three-way, and the buffalo wings, as well as the cheese coney?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can talk about it all day. So with your three ways, that's your pasta, that's Skyline Chili, the best cheese you've ever had layered on top, and then onions on top of it. You can also get a four-way, which adds beans, and then you get a five-way, which adds sour cream. I usually get the three-way, and it's just so good. And then and they make the chili, you know, it's really, really thin. It's almost like a sauce at this point, but it just layers so well on top of spaghetti. Oh, my mouth is watering just talking about it. And then with the conies, it's the same thing, but it's a hot dog. And it's that Skyline chili on top. You have to put the mustard and the hot sauce on it as well, and then you got to put the cheese on it. You got to get the extra cheese. I don't know what Skyline puts in their cheese, but, yeah, I mean, it keeps me coming back over and over again. With the wings, it's just made with love, honestly. You can tell that so much time and effort is put into Cincinnati wings, and, you know, they make them very, very fluffy. They're big. They're really, really big wings. And then the breading is just delicious. And then you can get pretty much any sort of sauce with it. So I would say that's what Cincinnati does differently with their food. They make it with just love.
All right, awesome. And you heard it from Josh Miller, the host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show, giving you the 411 on what's currently going on, the Cincinnati Bengals. And one more time, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show and the website, any websites you want to let the listeners know, let them know that as well.
Yes, sir, absolutely. So you can find me on Twitter at the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show. You can find my podcast pretty much anywhere where you listen to podcasts, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, any sort of those. That is the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show. And then also you can go to the website fansided.com and go over to Stripe Hype, which is where our Bengals blogs are written. And we have plenty of great authors that write for the Bengals, and they do a great job. So that's exactly where you can find me. And Ed, thank you so much for having me on, man.
You're welcome. And you heard it from him again. He's Josh Miller from the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show. Again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Yes, sir, Ed. I'm always willing to come back on and talk to you, man. Love you, brother. Be good, and good luck with your show, buddy.
Oh, man, thank you so much. Love you as well. And we'll be back with more right after this.
Now Burrow off the play fake. He's going to let one fly. Oh, he's got him wide open. And strolling in for the touchdown is Tyler Boyd. Burrow on a first and 10. Going to loft it down the sideline. Chase has it. And he's in. Touchdown, Cincinnati. Working the sideline, but then Chase comes back inside. And he's gone. Jamar Chase. Gets another opportunity, stumbles, but enough momentum to fall forward and score the touchdown. Working the sideline, but then Chase comes back inside, and he's gone. Jamar Chase, second touchdown, this one from 41 yards out. No, instead, how about a sneak from Joe Burrow?
No signal yet.
Looked like he was in. Wait for it.
He certainly
yes.
did. There
touchdown.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
The Samsung Neo QLED 8K TV featuring incredible color volume with 8K AI upscaling powered by 20 neural networks on an impossibly slim screen is the kind of TV that's so visually astounding, so unfathomably well designed, it has to be seen to be believed. Don't believe me? Well, okay then. Radio has its limits. Samsung Neo QLED 8K. Unreasonably good.
Women's Cancer Pavilion specializes in the treatment of breast and gynecologic cancers, working together with Mary Bird Perkins and Our Lady of the Lake Health and the region's leading providers to deliver the best possible outcome is at the heart of everything we do. From innovative surgical techniques to the most advanced treatment options, we don't stop until we've examined every possibility and answered every question. Because walking with women through every step of their cancer journey is what we do all day, every day at Women's Cancer Pavilion.
MFS Investment Management. Our active 360 approach to fixed income goes beyond analyzing financials. We combine active security selection and risk management, striving to make the most of complex bond markets. MFS.com/active360.
At Discount Tire, we know your time is valuable. Get 30% shorter average wait time when you buy and book online. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.
Usually you can pick a lot, a little, or somewhere in the middle. That's why Cox now offers flexible internet plans, giving you all the services you desire and nothing you don't require. Additional services can be added at then-current regular rates.
Satsuma IPA, made with local Satsumas. How local?
Hey, hon, did you get my red dress from the cleaners?
Local is a 6'2 welder in a red sequin dress. Try Satsuma IPA from Faubourg Brewery, the New Orleans way to IPA.
Whether you're looking for a home mortgage, home equity loan, construction loan, or land loan, Patterson State Bank will put out the welcome mat. Patterson State Bank, your trusted community mortgage lender since 1925. Start the process online at PattersonStateBank.com.
With fast funding up to $10,000 available through NetCredit, our online application process was designed to get the money you need quickly if approved. You can borrow an amount that meets your needs and repay in a way that works for your financial situation. And we report on-time payments to credit bureaus, so you can build credit history as you repay. See what NetCredit can do for you today. Check your eligibility without affecting your credit score at NetCredit.com. All NetCredit loans and lines of credit are offered by a member of the NetCredit family of companies or one of our lending partners. Visit NetCredit.com/partners for more information.
By now, you've probably seen ads about the water contamination at Camp Lejeune everywhere. People who got sick after drinking that toxic water are now able to seek repayment for their medical costs because of a new law, the PACT Act. What those other ads don't tell you is that because the PACT Act is a fresh law, it's important to find an attorney who understands the new claims forms. There is a limited time to file your Camp Lejeune claim, so you need a lawyer who can get it right the first time. The experienced team of attorneys at SickMarine.com is ready to file your claim. They will fight for you, and they won't take no for an answer. Sign up at SickMarine.com. By now, you've probably seen ads about water contamination at Camp Lejeune everywhere on TV, social media, and probably even following you around on the internet. The water at Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune was contaminated with toxic chemicals for more than 3 decades. It is not rare for people who drank this water for an extended period of time to develop severe illness, including kidney cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, leukemia, liver cancer, bladder cancer, birth defects, Parkinson's, and more. A new law called the PACT Act allows victims of poisoned water to seek repayment for their medical costs. What those other ads don't tell you is that because the PACT Act is a fresh law, it is important to find an attorney who understands the new claims forms. There is limited time to file your Camp Lejeune claim, so you need a lawyer who can get it right the first time. The experienced team of attorneys at SickMarine.com is ready to file your claim. They will fight for you and won't take no for an answer. To file your claim and to have your case prioritized, sign up at SickMarine.com. By now, you've probably seen ads about the water contamination at Camp Lejeune everywhere. People who got sick after drinking that toxic water are now able to seek repayment for their medical costs because of a new law, the PACT Act. What those other ads don't tell you is that because the PACT Act is a fresh law, it's important to find an attorney who understands the new claims forms. There is a limited time to file your Camp Lejeune claim, so you need a lawyer who can get it right the first time. The experienced team of attorneys at SickMarine.com is ready to file your claim. They will fight for you, and they won't take no for an answer. Sign up at SickMarine.com.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people. Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
By now, you've probably seen ads about water contamination at Camp Lejeune everywhere on TV, social media, and probably even following you around on the internet. The water at Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune was contaminated with toxic chemicals for more than 3 decades. It is not rare for people who drank this water for an extended period of time to develop severe illness, including kidney cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, leukemia, liver cancer, bladder cancer, birth defects, Parkinson's, and more. A new law called the PACT Act allows victims of poisoned water to seek repayment for their medical costs. What those other ads don't tell you is that because the PACT Act is a fresh law, it is important to find an attorney who understands the new claims forms. There is limited time to file your Camp Lejeune claim, so you need a lawyer who can get it right the first time. The experienced team of attorneys at sickmarine.com is ready to file your claim. They will fight for you and won't take no for an answer. To file your claim and to have your case prioritized, sign up at sickmarine.com.
Sunday on TV One.
Fame was a bit of a trick bag.
It's an all-new episode of Unsung.
She was like, I'm coming to get you. And I said, okay, Mom, I'm coming home.
Followed by an all-new Uncensored.
I had to figure out how to move on.
I've been shot at so many times. Bullets do a whistle when they go by you.
The people you know, the stories you don't. This Sunday, don't miss an all-new Unsung at 9, followed by an all-new Uncensored at 10 on TV One.
MFS Investment Management. Our active 360 approach to fixed income goes beyond analyzing financials. We combine active security selection and risk management, striving to make the most of complex bond markets. MFS.com/active360.
By now, you've probably seen ads about water contamination at Camp Lejeune everywhere on TV, social media, and probably even following you around on the internet. The water at Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune was contaminated with toxic chemicals for more than 3 decades. It is not rare for people who drank this water for an extended period of time to develop severe illness, including kidney cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, leukemia, liver cancer, bladder cancer, birth defects, Parkinson's, and more. A new law called the PACT Act allows victims of poisoned water to seek repayment for their medical costs. What those other ads don't tell you is that because the PACT Act is a fresh law, it is important to find an attorney who understands the new claims forms. There is limited time to file your Camp Lejeune claim, so you need a lawyer who can get it right the first time. The experienced team of attorneys at sickmarine.com is ready to file your claim. They will fight for you and won't take no for an answer. To file your claim and to have your case prioritized, sign up at sickmarine.com.
Satsuma IPA, made with local Satsumas. How local?
Hey, hon, did you get my red dress from the cleaners?
Local is a 6'2 welder in a red sequin dress. Try Satsuma IPA from Faubourg Brewery.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
New Orleans way to IPA.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Josh Miller, host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals Show. The podcast is dedicated to covering content related to the National Football League Cincinnati Bengals. And then, again, a big special thank you to Josh for being on the program. Until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
The it's always the right time deal.
Hey, want to go to Mickey D's for lunch?
Ooh, let's go now.
But it's not lunchtime yet.
If we're going to McDonald's, it's always the right time.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
There's a deal for every lunch hour at McDonald's.
Now, get a hot and spicy McChicken, double cheeseburger, or six-piece chicken McNuggets with small fries for only $3. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Buy one, get one for $1. Deal. It's buy one, get one for $1 at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Get a delicious McDouble, tasty small fries, savory four-piece chicken McNuggets, flavorful McChicken, or hot and spicy McChicken. Buy one, get one for $1. You can get two of the same item or mix and match them. Any way you choose, you can't lose. only at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
The it's always the right time deal.
Hey, want to go to Mickey D's for lunch?
Ooh, let's go now.
But it's not lunchtime yet.
If we're going to McDonald's, it's always the right time.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
There's a deal for every lunch hour at McDonald's.
Now, get a hot and spicy McChicken, double cheeseburger, or six-piece chicken McNuggets with small fries for only $3. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The it's always the right time deal.
Hey, want to go to Mickey D's for lunch?
Ooh, let's go now.
But it's not lunchtime yet.
If we're going to McDonald's, it's always the right time.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
There's a deal for every lunch hour at McDonald's.
Now, get a hot and spicy McChicken, double cheeseburger, or six-piece chicken McNuggets with small fries for only $3. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
A Cadillac is more than a statement. It's a celebration of self-expression. So, stand out in unmistakable SUVs like the iconic Escalade. Or set yourself apart in dynamic sedans like the refined CT5. Choose to be bold and choose yourself. Visit your showroom today. Cadillac. Be iconic. Visit your local Cadillac dealer today.